Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, Build Your Base has arrived in Oklahoma.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council had the exciting opportunity to educate members of the Oklahoma State University football team about the benefits of beef in a healthy diet. Through the Build Your Base with Beef program, the student athletes learn the benefits of a high quality protein and an active lifestyle. The program was developed in partnership between the South Dakota Beef Industry Council, Sanford Health, and Sanford Sports Science Institute. It is a game-changing nutrition tool for athletes that focuses on nutrition tips to maximize their athletic performance and showcases how nutrient-rich beef can be incorporated as part of their meal plan. Through the seminar, students learned how to use modular meal planning to make sure each meal contained maximum nutrition while also learning about the benefits of beef for providing optimal protein. OSU Sports Nutrition will continue to use the Build Your Base program with its students' athletes throughout the year, and we look forward to expanding the reach of this fantastic program in Oklahoma in the future.
Thanks, Heather. You can learn more at buildyourbase.org.
Well, the commodity markets had a big trading day, a lot of volatility across all of the complexes. But the feeder cattle and live cattle market ended up the day lower, $2 lower in September at 179.52. That was a buck off the low. The October were down 245 at 180.67. That was $1.67 off the low. November 230 lower at 182.50, $1.50 off the low. So at one point today, the market was lower than it was at the close, even though it was down over $2. It seemed like a broad selling across all these commodities today, and as they made new lows, they just sort of imploded on themselves and went down another additional amount without any real reason for it. I know this morning at 7:30, the U.S. government released the consumer price index, which was 8.3% year over year. The estimate was 8%, so 0.3% more inflation than it was expected. And the idea that it's here to stay and the Fed's not doing enough, I think, and maybe the possibility that the Fed's going to have to push us into recession is driving the market. So we were down there. Live cattle were anywhere from 80 to a dollar lower, with October at 144 at 82, down 92. And live cattle were only 30 and 40 off of their lows.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Every year, you pick your replacement heifers. Some become profitable cows, others disappoint. How can you make more reliable selections? Genetic testing. Commercial cow-calf producers like you are using Inherit Select from Zoetis. You gain valuable predictions, including cow fertility, size and soundness, feed efficiency, growth, and carcass merit, as well as easy-to-use economic indexes. This improves your selection, breeding, and marketing decisions. Learn more at InheritProducts.com. Or contact your local Zoetis representative.
The grain futures market was actually pretty resilient given all this outside negative stuff. December corn down 5.25 at 690.75, about 8 off the high and 2 off the low. November beans were down 11 at 14.77, and that was about 30 cents off their high. They actually rallied this morning before turning over and selling off. Chicago wheat was up about 0.75 cents in December at 8.59.5. Kansas City 4 to 5 higher here. July of next year up 4 at 9.21.75. That crop insurance harvest price delivery or harvest price number that's August, mid-August to mid-September, it ends this week on the July 23, and it's gotten stronger all week long. December cotton today was down 3.46 at 102.25. That was about 50 off the low. And again, the main driver today seemed to be in the equity markets here is the Dow currently down 1,000 points. The S&P is down 147. Crude oil has actually fought its way back. It's about $2.50 off the lows, only down 20 cents a barrel right this second. Bonds, 30-year bonds, down 15 at 131.27. They hit their lowest level in a good while, indicating interest rates are about to go up. The markets, it built in a 0.75 basis point increase. That meeting is September 20th and 21st. So looking for an interest rate increase.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.